Okay, so today is Daf Mem Aleph. We're on Mem Aleph, 7 lines from the top, the words Lapar. So the Gemara is going back to explain, yesterday we mentioned a Brisa, the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael had a Kal V'Chomer, and he had a second part of the two parts of the statement. One was the Kal V'Chomer that we mentioned yesterday, and the Gemara is now going to address the second part of Rabbi Yishmael's statement. So before we begin, 3 fundamental introductions, I think, that we need in order to get to know where we are. Number one, the Gemara now is going to address Rabbi Yishmael's statement from yesterday. He said that the extra word lapar, so remember we had the pasuk that we started this whole thing, that was a Vayikra Perek Dalet pasuk Chaf, which is Vasei lapar kasher l'psal lapar achatos. So he says that the extra word lapar is talking about the par kohen Mashiach, but the first par, which we said till now, which originally we said was the par of Yom Kippurim, he says it's talking about the par helm David Shal Tzibor. Right? The prior Brisa used this extra word par for the par Yom HaKippurim, whereas Rabbi Shmuel learned the par Yom HaKippurim from that Kal V'Chomer that we did yesterday. The problem that we're going to have in the Gemara is that the Pasuk is within the Parsha of par helm David Shal Tzibor. So why does Rabbi Shmuel learn that the word lapar is talking about par helm David Shal Tzibor if that's the context or the topic of that parsha in Vayikra Perek Dalet? So that's going to be the first question. Next introduction. By the par kohen Mashiach, which is mentioned in the first part of Vayikra Perek Dalet. Right, Vayikra Perek Dalet is broken into 2 parts. It's the par kohen Mashiach, it's the par helm David Shal Tzibor. These are all the chatos of Pnimios. Then in Perek Tzayin it talks about Yom Kippur. And then later on, in Bamidbar, Perek Tevav, it talks about the Sayer of Lavodah Zarah, which is also a par that goes inside. So, by the par Kohen Mashiach, which is the first section, it mentions what needs to be, in Pasuk Tes, right, in Pasuk Tes, it says that Shtei HaKlayos, Vesachelev, Asher Aleihen, Asher Laksalin, Vesayoseres, Al-Kaved, Vesal-Klayos, Yisirena. So it talks about these certain types of fats around the kidneys, around the liver, that they're all put on the Mizbeach. So these items in Pasuk Tes that we just mentioned are only found in the Parsha of the Par Kohen Mashiach, and not anywhere else. So the Gemara is going to want to know, how do we know that the other Chatos, right, which we mentioned, which is the Parlos Rosibor, Yom Kippur, and the Sherev Zora, also have to put the Yoteris, the Shteya Kleos, and the Yoteris HaKaven, the Shteya Kleos, onto the Mizbeach. Okay. Now, number 3. There are 2 different types of korbanos, right, we just mentioned, that revolve around the congregation doing a sin, right? You have the Parlam Dovash Tzibor, which is any Kharis type of era, some Mesechus Horus, any Kharis type of era that most of the people make a mistake based on the Pesach of Beis Din. And then the second type of sin, which is mentioned in Bamidbar Perek Tzayin, which has Vav, it talks about to make the sin of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah gets its own karban. So in Bamidbar Perek Tzvav, Pasuk Chav Dalet, it states that it just mentions that you bring a chatas, and it has no description about what you're supposed to do with the chatas. And the other parshios tells you how to mock it, what to do, to sprinkle the blood. By the Sarvila of Zara, it just says, V'hayo yiminei ha'edah nesel shtaga, v'asu kol ha'edah parvim bakar ha'chata olal, re'chol ha'shem, v'sirizim echa l'chatas. Dumb. That's it. Doesn't mention any that you're supposed to, there's no description of what you're supposed to do with that sawyer. So we need to know what we're supposed to do with that sawyer. So that we learned out from the original pasuk that we mentioned to start with in Vayikra Perek Dalet, which is Vasalapar Kasher Salapar Chatas, and what we said was that Gemara and Lamates said that the Chatas of Avodah Zarah is a par lachatas, ha chatas, and that pasuk was referring to the Sarei Avodah Zarah to teach us that the Sarei Avodah Zarah has the same dinim as a parlam davar shel tzibur. Okay, that's just the background. Get to it more. So the Gemara then goes back in and says, "Lapar ze par helm davar shel tzibur." This is Rabbi Shmuel who says again in that pasuk in Vayikra Perek Dalet pasuk Chaf v'asalapar asher salapar, that lapar, the first one, is talking about the parlam davar shel tzibur. So the Gemara says, "Ha b'tzibur gufei ksiv." Why do we need the pasuk to tell me the halachos of the par helam davar shel tzibur, if the whole parsha in Vayikra Perek Dalet from Yud Gimel to Chaf Aleph is talking about the par helam davar shel tzibur. So Amar Rav Papa, oh, another thing you have to know, to remember, is that when it comes to kachim, you can learn something from a hekesh. You can learn A to B from a hekesh. But then you can't take what you learned from B to C as a hekesh. Right? Ain't davar behekesh, chozer malama behekesh. It has to be, you can't do a double hekesh. So Amar Rav Papa, mishum de boy le groom le boy agmure par helm davar shel tzibur the yoter the yoseres ushtei kloyos le sirei avodas kochavim. The problem that we had, like we mentioned, is that the yoseres and the kaved is mentioned in the par kohen mashiach. So we want to learn it to the par helm davar shel tzibur, and from par helm davar shel tzibur we want to learn it out to the sotir level of zara. So that would be to hakeshin. So what the gemara then says here. The learning about the Yoseris and the Kaved that go in the Mizbeach is not mentioned explicitly in the Parham Domus Tzibor. The Hekesha Asi. Really, you would learn it as a Hekesh from the Par Kohen Mashiach.
One is a Hekesh, the other one is a Gzeir Shava.
There's no Gzeir Shava. No. We're not learning that from two separate Sukkim, one from here, one from there. That's a Gzeir Shava. Right? Tezvav, Tezvav. One Pasuk here says Tezvav, one Pasuk there says Tezvav, Gzeir Shava. It's not hekesh. We're comparing. It's the same thing. Asal lechatos, kasher asal lechatos. They're compared. So he says. Parav lo shel tzibor loksiv. By parav lo shel tzibor, you don't have the rules of yoseres and kaved. The hekesh asi. It's learned from a hekesh, right? Kasher asal lepar. So therefore, itzrich lepar. It's interesting. The Gemara says. So it writes the word lepar again in the pasuk of parav lo shel tzibor. The mahave kemad iksive begufe. So basically what happens is that you have your Teres HaKaved in Kohen Mashiach. We have to move your Teres HaKaved into the Parham Davar Shel Tzibor. We do that via Hekesh. Then what the Torah does is they write the word Par in Parham Davar Shel Tzibor. Right? So therefore, the Gemara assumes that all the halachos of the Par are now written explicitly in Parham Davar Shel Tzibor. So it's not really a Hekesh. And then I can take that par and make a hekesh to the seer of Avodah Zarah. So I don't have two. I don't have a double hekesh. I have two hekeshim. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'asi le yom seer yom kippurim." Sorry, that's not the right Rashi. Amar Papa. Amar Papa is the last Rashi in the short lines. Amar Papa. Hai lepar. This word lepar. Demoki Rabbi Shmuel bepar helam. That he says that word par is talking about par halam davar shel tzibor, even though we're in the parsha par halam davar shel tzibor. Mishum de lekamon ba'inan agmurei par ha'elam biyoseres akaved ushtei akloyos lesirei avodah kuskavim. We want to learn out the halachos of yoseres and kaved and ushtei akloyos to the sira avodah zarah. The hekesha dechatasam alshkigasam. There's a hekesh in the sira avodah zarah, which what it says vechatasam. And Ashkigasam. So therefore there's a hekesh between the Chatos of Odozara and the Shigasam, which is the Parham Dover Shal Tzibor. So you want to learn this hekesh. Uparhelm Dover Begufe Lok Siv Yoseres Ushtei Kloyos. By Parham Dover Tzibor, it doesn't mention the halacha of Yoseres Ushtei Kloyos. Ella, Ves Kol Chalbo Yakriv. Mimem, this is put up all the facts. Ubehekesha Gomer Luhu Mi Parko and Mashiach Tzib Bey. And you only learned out of the hekesh from Parko and Mashiach to Parham Dover Shal Tzibor. Lahachri itzrich lepar yaseira. Therefore, it has to write the word lepar in the Parham Davar Shel Tzibor, even though it's talking about Parham Davar Shel Tzibor. Lichvol vehekesh shniya, to allow us to make the second hekesh. Because I'm making the hekesh from A to B, now I'm going to make the hekesh from B to C. In order to allow us to make the hekesh from B to C, we can't learn it as a hekesh. We have to make sure that it's written explicitly in that pasuk. So the Gemara says when it writes the word lepar, it's as if. All the halachos are written explicitly in the Parham Davar Shel Tzibor, and then I can learn it out to Hekesh to Par Kohen Mashiach. Interesting, because it's still learning the Hekesh. You learn the halacha to a Hekesh, and then that Hekesh is now written explicitly, and now I can learn it out to another Hekesh, as opposed to just jumping across. So Tani Kavasi the Rav Papa. So we have a brisa that supports the statement of Rav Papa. So the Brisa quotes the pasuk in the Parham Davar Shel Tzibor, which says Vaseh Lepar Kasher Aso Lepar Chatas. So Gemara says My Tamad Loma Lepar. What do we learn from this word Lepar? Lefish and Emar, because it says by the seer of Avodas Kochavim, which is in Bamidbar, it says Veheim Heviyu Es Korbanon Yishel Hashem. It says Vechatas. Missed the pasuk. The rest of the pasuk Vechatasam Lefnei Hashem Ashkiyasam. So the word Chatasam is Elu Seir Avodas Kochavim. Katasam is talking about the Sira Vodos Kachavim, which is actually what the Parsha is talking about. And Shigigasam said Parham Dovah Shal Tzivor. And Shigigasam mentioned in those Psukim is the Parham Dovah Shal Tzivor. So Chatasam al Shigigasam. There's a Hekish between the Chatas, which is the Sira Vodos Kachavim, and Shigigasam, which is the Parham Dovah Shal Tzivor. We have a Hekish. The Amra Torah, Chatasam, in the Sira Vodos Zara, Harehi L'chak Shigigasam. It's the same thing as the Parham Dovah Shal Tzivor. So all the halachas apply. And that's how I learned the Yoseras HaKavin, the Shnei Akleos, apply to the seer of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, but Shigigasam Mehechel Amanata, well, how did you learn out the Yoseras HaKleos and Shnei Akavin in the Shigigasam, which is the part of Lovish Tzibor? Where did you learn the halacha from them? So lo behekesh, did you not learn it out from a hekesh from a par called Mashiach? The Chidavar Alam behekesh, Choser Alam behekesh, and therefore how can you say A to B, B to Z? You can't do one hekesh from A to B, and then the hekesh from P to C. He says, Tamaloma lapar. That's where the word lapar is written in the sa'ir of the Param Dovah Shel Tzibor. Lapar is Zepar Dovah Shel Tzibor. Lapar is Zepar Kol Mashiach. And therefore I have the par, and the par means as if it's written explicitly by the Param Dovah Shel Tzibor, and then it can be learned out to the sa'ir Lavodah Zarah. Exactly, the Jack Lima like Rav Papa, which sort of gets rid of this hekesh lehekesh issue, by somehow stating that even though you learn it as a hekesh, once the word lapar is written there, it's as if everything's written explicitly, and then that can learn the hekesh to the next korban. Okay.
Is the par chatos the same
korban? Well, that's how we're learning it. Nipsukim. The rules of these korbanos are written are interdispersed amongst three or four different parshios. So how do we know that they apply to each of them? That's what the Gemara has been doing the past couple of days, is figure out the limudim to make them apply in each case. Because the psukim don't have all the rules in each place. Okay. What's next?
Why can't you just say this? Once brought once, everything else, it's the same unless it states otherwise.
Well, you need a hekesh for that. You need that in the psukim. You need the psukim to tell you that. You need a hekesh. You can't just say, oh, it applies by power of Kol Mashiach, therefore applies by the power of Zibur. Why? It's not written in the psukim. When I have a hekesh, then I can apply them. You have to have a lima to bring it. Okay. Amamar. So now we're going to go back. We just mentioned the brisa that taught us that the brisa mentioned the psukim by the seer of Avodah Zarah. Right? The pasuk was, V'chiper ha-kohen ha-koladas b'nei Yisrael v'nislach lahem kishkoga hi v'heim hiviyu es korbanam yishay la-Hashem v'chatasam. Lifnei Hashem, al Shigigasam. So that's all extraneous. So the Chatasam is the Seer of Azara. Shigigasam is the Parham Davish al Tzibor. So that's what the Gemara is focusing now. Amar Mar. Chatasam, Elu Seirei Avodas Kachavim. So the Gemara says, well, why do I need to know? Why do I need? It says, Chatasam, Elu Avodas Kachavim. And Shigigasam was the Parham Davish al Tzibor. And that's why I learned Yosaris was Kleos. Yosaris and Kavid. And Shnei Kleos from the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor into the Sa'ir Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, typically, we can learn this din, Mikra Kama, from the first Parsha, right, which was the what's Kra Kama. That's the Pasuk in Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor, which is Asala Par, Kasher Asala Par. It's very, very hard to learn these without the Psukim in front of you. You have to just have them sitting in front of you. He says, typically, Mikra Kama, the Amar Mar, because we had a Brisa on Daf Lamed Tesam and Beis, Hachatos, L'rabo Sirei Avodas Kachavim. So in the pasuk of Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor, which we started this, it says Vasei Lapar, Kasher Asa Lapar. Right. So one par is definitely talking about the par Kohen Mashiach. We had a machlokas now whether one par is talking about the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor or was talking about the Yom Kippur. Rabbi said par Yom Kippur. We just said Rabbi Shmuel says it's the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor, so I can get this hekesh thing solved. But then the pasuk said, Hachatas. So Hachatas, in that pasuk, we learned out in the beginning that that's talking about the Seir of Avodah Zarah. So the Seir of Avodah Kachavim is already in that pasuk. So why can't I learn that the Seir of Avodah Kachavim is Hukash to the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor from the pasuk in Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor? Why do I need to learn it out from the pasuk later on in Bamidbar from the Seir of Avodah Zarah? It's already compared to the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor in the Parsha of Parham Dovah Shel Tzibor with the pasuk of with the word of Achatos. which when we learned it originally, Hachatas was the Sari of Odozara. Why do I need these two times to compare the Sari of Odozara to the Parhelam Dovah Shal Tzibur? So Amar Rapapa says, it's true, I need both Hekeshim. Salka Daitach Amina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, I guess I would have thought that the first time the Torah compares the Sari of Odozara to the Parhelam Dovah Shal Tzibur with the word Hachatas, Hani Mili Hazos Tiksivam Begufei. That would only apply to that which is written in the Parsha of Parhelam Dovah Shal Tzibur. And the Parsha of Parhelam Dovah Shal Tzibur is only talking about the blood sprinklings, the seven blood sprinklings. Right? Aval Yoseres Ushtei Akloyos Diloksivam Begufei. But the halacha of the Yoseres and the Kaveh and Ushtei Akloyos, which is not written explicitly in the Parhelam Dovah Shal Tzibur, it's written in the Parkol and Mashiach, may be Eimalo. Maybe I would not compare that and bring that over to the Seer of Avodah Zarah. So the Kamash Malan, I have the second Hekesh in Bamidbar to tell me that every din applies, and even the Shnei HaKloyos and the Yoseris and the Kaved. Problem I have with that, and it's not my problem, it's Tosos, is we just said 2 lines ago that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the word Lapar in the Pasuk means that everything that the Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur learns, which includes Yoseris and Kaveh, it's as if it's written explicitly in this parsha. So then you're telling me, no, you would have thought that it only applies to Hazos, because that's the only thing that's written explicitly in the parsha. You just said the word Lapar means that everything is written explicitly in the parsha. So what do I need the second Hekesh anyway for? The whole reason why I can learn it out is because I established that the word Lapar comes to teach me that all the halachos that apply to Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur are written explicitly in that parsha, even if they're not written explicitly in the parsha. So now why would I have a Havimina to say that the first Hekesh wouldn't apply to Yoseris Shtei Kleios, because it's not written explicitly in the parsha? Everything's written explicitly in the parsha. And that's Tosis' question. He says, Tema, Ha'amaron lepar maisi lahachi lemahavi kaman dekosu begufei lagmuri l'sir avos kachavim. I don't understand the Tosis' answer, but just efficacious to what it seems like the two pieces of the Gemara are not fit in together. Okay. Now comes next. So Amalei Rav Huna Breida Rav Nassan L'Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Breida Rav Nassan is now going to ask on Rav Papa. Question is, Rav Papa has been throughout the past couple of days, which part of Rav Papa, on what Rav Papa is he asking a question? So you would have thought, that's how I thought originally, and I think that's how Tosfos learns it, you would have thought that he's asking Rav Papa, what's he asking on? The most recent Rav Papa that we learned. It makes sense, it's the order. And that's one of Tosfos' questions on Rashi. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi says that we're now asking on Rav Papa, the Gemara is asking on Rav Papa, there was a brisa that we brought yesterday on the Mem Amud Beis. There was a brisa that we brought to support Rav Papa that says that the Pasuk Vasei Lepar Kasher Sa Lepar that includes Parah Yom Kippurim to include everything. But Rav Papa said it only comes to include Es Bedam and Tvila, right? We said that it has to be Es means even if you have a wart on your finger, and Bedam means you have to have enough dam in the cup to begin with to sprinkle, and Betvila means you can't wipe it, you actually have to sprinkle it. So the Gemara brought down a brisa there on Mem Amud Beis that said, the Hatana, the brisa over there, the Gemara brings down as a support for Rav Papa, it said over there that you learn from the word lapar to include par yom kippurim, and it says par yom kippurim lechol masha amur be'inyan kalmar. The brisa says it comes to include yom kippurim to include everything that's written in the parsha. So how do you, Rav Papa, only learn out these three things of es dam betvila if it says lechol masha amur be'inyan kalmar, which is mashma, even the din of the sprinklings, which the whole thing started, the din of sprinklings in the inner chatos, if you missed one, it's no good. And so that's the question. So Tosos asked on Rashi, first of all, that was a blot ago. So why are they asking it only now? Number two, that brisa was a ton of kavase de rapapa. So all of a sudden that brisa was, for a blot, we had in our minds that brisa supports rapapa, and now you're asking that brisa is a kasha on rapapa? Just doesn't really work, but Hilchos Daf Yomi, we learn, unless we understand Tosfos fully, which I do not, we learn according to Rashi. So we're going to say that's the question that they're asking on Rav Papa. How can you, Rav Papa, bring that brisa to be a support to tell me that the Sari of Yom Kippur has the same halachas only legabe these three things of Estam B'Tvila, when that Brisa says lichol davar, it's for everything, it's compared to everything. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, Tanaihi, it's a machlokas Tanaim, whether you learn that the sprinklings on Yom Kippur are ma'akev from these psukim as well. Tanya de Rav, which is Rav Papa, he's going to learn out that only Marbe Estam B'Tvila. Tanya de Rishmal, lo Marbe Hachi. They're not Marbe like that. They rather learn that the word Lapar comes to include everything, even the sprinklings. It's just an interesting. Tosas has a good question. Why did the Gemara wait a blah and a half to ask the question on Rav Papa? Usually you would ask. Tosas seems to say that the question is on the Pari Gemara. The Pari Gemara was that of Sari Avodah Zarah, and Rav Papa said the word par is talking about the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur in order to make it as if everything's written in the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur.
So what is the
machlokas
Rav Shmuel
against
Rav Papa?
No, Tanya de Beirav. Tanya de Beirav. So if you look in... No, because it was Amale Rav Huna Bere de Rav Nasan Tanya de Beirav. No, because the first brisa of Rashi says, the first brisa, if you look in Rashi, the last white line, it says, Tan de Bei Rav mi Rebbe Hachi, it says Tanar Bonar, Kol Toras Kohanim. That original brisa is brought down in the Medrash Toras Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha Vayikra. It says, Kol Toras Kohanim, Kari Tan de Bei Rav. All Toras Kohanim is Tan de Bei Rav. So that's why that brisa appears in Toras Kohanim, so that's called Tan de Bei Rav. And there's other brisas in Tan de Bei Rav Yishmael. No, not Rav Papa. So Rav Papa learns like Tanya de Beirav.
Oh, Papa.
Rav Papa learns like Tanya de Beirav. Okay. So now, the Gemara... Now, actually, Gemara now moves over to a little bit of Agadita. So you think it was easy. The problem is, and you tell me afterwards, that the two Agaditas, one after another, seem to contradict each other. They just... Okay, not my question either. I think it's the Maharsha who asked the question. But let's see if you agree. What? Okay, so Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. So they learnt in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. V'pnei ma ne'emru yoseres u'shtei kloyos v'karho kohen Mashiach v'lo ne'emru b'parlam davar shel tzibur. Bottom line, before we even with all these hekeshim and stuff like that, the psukim that talk about the idea that you're supposed to be makriv of the extra fats around the kidneys and the liver, it's written in the parsha of the par kohen Mashiach, but it's not written in the parsha of parlam davar shel tzibur. Why not? Why is it only written in one and not the other? So he says, the Gemara says, Mashal Amelech Basar Adam, compare it to a king, Shazam al Ohavo, so he gets angry on his with his people, Umiyet Bisir Chono Mipnechi Baso. So he limits talking about it because of his love for his nation. The Nimshal is, the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur is talking about when the entire nation does the sin. So when the entire nation does the sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to talk so much about it. So he limits it and doesn't mention your Tzeres and Shnei Kloyos and the Kaved in that. When by the power called Mashiach, which is only just one person who makes them Avera, so he'll talk about it. But when everybody makes the Avera, he wants to limit how much he talks about. So therefore, it doesn't talk about it. It's interesting because he talks about a lot of other things in there. But he doesn't want to talk about everything, so he limits it. Fine, so that seems to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, you know, out of respect and showing love for when the people make the Avera, he's going to limit how much he talks about it. V'tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Actually, if you do Shnai Mikra, I think Rashi brings both these downs in Parashas Vayikra and Perak Dalet. He says, V'tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, v'pnei ma ne'emra, why does it say the Torah, it says, parochas ha-kodesh v'parko Mashiach, v'lo ne'ema v'palam dover shel tzibor. If you look in the Psukim, when it talks about the sprinkling of the blood, so by the parko and Mashiach, it says, v'hizam in adam shev upon v'le Hashem, es pnei parochas HaKodesh. It says Parochas HaKodesh. And in the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur, it says V'hizu Shev Pamim Tnei Hashem Espenei HaParochas. It doesn't say the word Kodesh. So it says the word Kodesh by Parakol Mashiach. It doesn't say Kohen by Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur. Why? Right, so we get Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, but they ma ne'emra Parochas HaKodesh by Parakol Mashiach V'lo ne'emra by Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur. Marshal HaMelech Basar Adam Sher Sarcha Ala Medina, that his citizens rebelled against him. Im Mi'uta Sarcha Pamalu Shalom is Kayemet, Imruba Sarcha in Pamalu Shalom is Kayemes. If he if he limits his anger, then his army, his people will survive. If he increases his anger, his army will not survive. The nimshal being, because Pamos Tzibor is talking about the entire nation sinning, so he has to limit his, I think more than that. I think maybe it is, he doesn't, when they all sin, he's not as happy with them. So he's not going to mention Kodesh. When one person sins, he can keep his Kodesh. When they all sin, he's not going to mention Kodesh. So in the second part, it seems to me, that he's saying that he gets more angry by the Paran Lovers on Tzibor. Where in the first Vedros, he seems to get less angry by the Paran Lovers on Tzibor. So I don't know. Anyway, that's the Agadah for Zvachim, I think. So now, even the Agadah... You have questions. Okay, now the mission. Now the Gemara goes back, and that comes the hard part. I love doing that to see everyone's reaction. So the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had mentioned the distinction between the chatos that are brought in the outer mizbeach and the chatos that we've been discussing tonight, which are brought in the inner mizbeach. When it came to the chatos that are brought in the outer mizbeach, the first zrika, like a kavar chata, so it had these four zrikos. The first zrika creates kapara, it's done. Anything done afterwards is lemitzvah. Therefore, if I had machshevas, if I had a good machshava on the first zrika, and then I had machshevas pigul on the second zrika, it doesn't count. If I had pigul machshava on the first zrika, and I had good machshava on the other zrikas, it's still pigul, because the other ones don't really count. It's just lemitzvah. As opposed to the chatas hapnimios, where all the, which we just learned now, which is the whole thing which set off this whole limudim, that all the zrikos count, and if I mess up on one, it messes up everything. And if I want to have pigul, so the Gemara then says, all the nisinos are done, but the chatas pnimi are ma'akev. So now, the Gemara then quotes the Mishnah, says, lefichach, im nason kulon ketiknon, right, if you do all of them ketiknon, which we think ketiknon means you do it appropriately, the way it's supposed to be done, and you only do one of him, shalo ketikna, then it's pasul, and there's no chi of kares, because you only had pigul thought in chatzi matir. The halacha is that if we want to make something, in order to make something pigul, the pigul machshava has to be taking place throughout the entire avodah. So with the chatos primos, the entire avodah is four zrikos. So if I only have pigul machshava in the last zrika, so I only had machshava's pigul b'chatzi matir. Chatz doesn't necessarily mean half; it means part of, and therefore it's not going to be considered pigul. Okay, so it's not hasam. We learned in the Mishnah in Menachos.
We didn't make that distinction until now about when.
Yeah, it was in the Mishnah.
Here.
No.
Not before this.
In the mission that we learned on Lamed Vav.
Right, but up until now it didn't make that distinction.
We didn't.
If you had a bad mashava, until now we said if you had a bad mashava, it's pigul.
Right. So, okay, two things. Number one, the Mishnayos are taught before the Gemara. So you're saying, oh, until now. Well, the Kanaim knew it because they learned the Mishnayos first. So you can't say that. Oh, the Gemara didn't mention. Well, the Mishnah mentioned it. The Mishnah comes first. It was a good advice. I think, especially good advice in Masechet Zvachim, because, like you're saying, a lot of these rules seem to pop up. Learn the Mishnayos. The best introduction. It's not nothing pops up because you know them already. Okay, but yes, the Gemara didn't mention in the Mishnah that just first appeared on Daf Lamed Vav. So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Masechet Menachos. Legabe talks about Masechet Pigul by the Menachos. Now, with Korban Chatos, there's one Matir. What's the matir by the korbanos, by korban behema? It's the blood. It's the only thing that goes on the mizbeach originally to allow everything else to be eaten is the blood. That's what affects kapara. When it comes to the korban mincha, there are two things that go on the mizbeach. There's the komets, not really a fistful, but like a three-fingerful amount of flour. And there's also the lavona, which I think is frankincense, whatever it is. It's frankincense. It goes on the mizbeach. So those are two. There are two matirim. So the question is now, Gemara says, let's say, the Mishnah says, pigel bekomates velo bilavona. So I had a machshevas pigel, right, during one of those matirim. I had a machshevas pigel when I'm putting the komates on the mizbeach. I didn't have a machshevas pigel when I put the lavona on the mizbeach. So, or the other way around. Right, pigel bekomates velo bilavona velo bekomates. Rabbi Meir says, pigel bechayovim alav karis. It's pigel, because you had a machshevas by... As of now, we're thinking the reason is because the Rav Meir is going to hold that even if you have a machshevas pigul by chatzimatir, that's enough to create pigul. So therefore, our Mishnah would not be like Rav Meir, because here our Mishnah says there's no pigul if you have a bayit chatzi matir. Right? But chachamim omrim ein bo kares. There's no kares. Acha yipagel b'kol hamatir. You have to have machsheves pigul in the entire matir, and by the mincha, the entire matir is both the komets and the lavona. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, no, lo tema time of the Rav Meir, the kasav from mifagel b'chatzi matir. That's not the machlokas. What I said till now is wrong. Rav Meir does not hold that you can make pigul b'chatzi matir. So if that's the case, why is it, if I had machsheves pigul by the komets and didn't have machsheves pigul by the lavona, it creates pigul. His reason is el hacha b'mayaskinon kigon she nasan es hakomets b'machshava v'halavona b'shtika v'kasavar kol ha'osa el das rishonahu osa. Rav Meir holds that the order matters. Basically, Rav Meir holds that when I do something, if I articulate something at the outset, until I contradict or retract that articulation, that original articulation follows through in all my actions. So if I put up the komets with pigul, and then I put the lavona up quietly, so my original articulation was pigul, and that articulation continues until I contradict it. Well, I didn't contradict in this case, because I was quiet by the lavona. So according to this, Rav Meir is saying, if I put up the first matir with pigul, and the second matir b'shtika, it's as if I had pigul in the entire matir, because my second action is going to follow my original articulation until I say otherwise. Mashma, that if I put up the first, put the kovetz up quietly, and then I put up the lavona with pigul, that wouldn't be pigul, because the first one is done quietly, and then the pigul is only applying in the second one, but it doesn't apply anywhere else. The articulation has to be in the first action, then it can apply to the second action until I uproot that, I uproot that articulation. So the Gemara says, so you see from here, So therefore you see that Rav Meir agrees that ein meflagdin b'chatzi matir. Rather, his reason over here, the reason why the Mishnah of Menachos is that there's pigul is because you had machshava in the first action, and that articulation continues until you say otherwise. So mimai. So how do we know that that's the halacha? That's how Rav Meir holds. Mi dekatani, because of our Mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah said that the blood sprinklings of the chatos hapnimios are ma'akev. If I mess up on one, they're all no good, right? The Mishnah said, lefichach, in the Karbanos, in our Mishnah, im nason kulon kitiknon. If I did all of them appropriately, as in now we're going to say kitiknon means I did it appropriately, the echa shelo kitikna, and then the last one I did inappropriately, pasul ve'emol kares. That makes the korban pasul. Inappropriately means I made it a b'shevas pigul. So if I did six correct, the seventh with pigul, the Mishnah says it's possible to aimbo kares. Mashma, if I did it the other way around. Ha acha shalokitikna. If I did the first sprinkling with a pigul machshava, the kulon kitiknon, and do the last six quietly, that would be pigul. Who would say that? Mani, who could that be? Ilim Rabbanon, if you say it's Rabbanon, ha mi Rabbanon she'im mefagel b'chatzi matir. Rabbanon say, no, you can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir. And here I only had pigul in six, seven, seven. In one out of seven, so it can't be good. So Ella, it must be Rabbi Meir. And what's the reason why Rabbi Meir? E time the Rabbi Meir Mishnah Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. If the whole reason of Rabbi Meir is that you can't be Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, so what's the difference between our dear case and the actual case of the Mishnah? You had pigul machshava in half of the zrikos, it should be pigul. But he says no. He only says that you get it's pigul. He says it's not pigul if I do the first six correct and the last one with machshavas pigul. So therefore, he doesn't hold the Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. Ella. He says, right? E time of the remeir mishum nefagel b'chatzi matir hu afilu kidiktoni nami. So he says, la mishum dekasaver shekol osel dash shono osel. It's because the remeir says that you follow the first articulation until we told otherwise. So in our case of the mishnah, the mishnah was he did the first six appropriately and the last one inappropriately. There he's making pigul b'chatzi matir. Remeir agrees it's no good. The diuk case from the mishnah is as follows. He does the first one inappropriately, with a pigul machshava. And then he does the next six quietly. So he made his articulation in the beginning, and he never contradicted that articulation. So that articulation goes through all the way, because he did say otherwise. So the Diyah case of the Mishnah, where you sprinkle the first one in machshava's pigul, and the last six quietly, that will be pigul, according to Rav Meir. Not because mefagdim b'chatzi matir, because kol ha'osa al dash rishona hu osa. So he's saying that our Mishnah says, So that diuk makes Dar Mishnah like Rav Meir, I guess. Okay, so Gemara says, no, that proves that Rav Meir doesn't say that you're allowed to do pigel b'chatzi matir. It just proves that Rav Meir says, kol ha'osel das rishon hu osel. So Gemara says, Amar Rashul bar Nat, Mar Yitzhak, l'olam rabbanan hi, umay ketiknon, ketiknon the pigel. He says, whoa. So comes Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak and says, you misunderstood what the word ketiknon means. The word ketiknon doesn't mean you do it appropriately. The word ketiknon means you do it in a way that will create pigel. So how does that, that's what ketiknon means. But so how does that work? So if you go back, so it would see, imnason es kulon ketiknon. The case of the Mishnah would be, if I did the first six machshavos with pigel intent, and the last one shelo ketiknon, with not pigel, just flip it, with not pigel intent, that's where it says pasul ve'en bo karis. So that's what ketiknon means to create pigel, and shelo ketiknon means not to create pigel. The Gemara asks, you're looking befuddled, right? Bahami dekatani, right? Ketiknon just means you want to do it in a way that's going to create. So it's going to create pigel.
Yeah, we never learned that.
But we just learn anything. We're learning, trying to figure out what we're learning now. What do you mean we never learned that way? Right. You just said 2 minutes ago it was the first time we're mentioning this.
Yeah,
so what do you mean we never learned it?
No, I said, in all cases, ketiknon means just like...
I don't know any other cases ketiknon. I know we just have ketiknon in this Mishnah, which you mentioned 2 minutes ago we didn't discuss.
Okay.
So you can't tell me that we never learned it this way. It was the first time I'm learning it. So, Maha mitikatani, he says, can't be. Another reason why I agree with you. The Mishnah says, "Lefichach im nasan kulon ketiknon ba'acha shelo ketikna pasul ve'emo karis." The Mishnah says, "If I do it all ketiknon and one shelo ketikna, it's pasul ve'emo karis." Nechlal de tikna lachshehu de asa. The way the Mishnah is written, the Mishnah says, "You do one ketiknon and one shelo ketikna." So shelo ketikna means it's done inappropriately, which means ketikna means it's done appropriately. So why are you going? How are you telling me that ketiknon means that you did a meshechus pigel? And what does shalok ketiknon mean? So my answer is, oh, that's no problem. Amarava, my shalok ketiknon chutzlam komo, ravashim shalok lishmo. If ketiknon means that you did it with intent to make a pigel, so shalok ketiknon just means a machshava that upsets the pigel machshava, which could be lo lishma, which could be chutzlasmano. So therefore, so then you can read it. The Mishnah can mean if I did it all of them with the machshava's pigel. And the last one was the machshava of chutzlam komo. Still, it's not pigel because you only have pigel b'chatzi matir. It still works in the lashon. Okay, so the Gemara now says mechlal medirk dechilo abigle chutzlam komo v'shelo lishmo mechayiv. I was hoping it was seven. Okay. The Gemara asks now. Now that the Mishnah is, do you establish that the Mishnah says that you took that ketiknon means pigel, shelo ketiknon means machshavas chutz limkomo. So therefore, the case would be you gave the first six pigel and the last one with a different machshava. So that's mechlal. We can dig from here. Dechi lo avid lo chutz limkomo v'shelo lishma b'chayev. That had he not done that last sprinkling with the chutz limkomo, the chutz or shelo lishma, you would be chayev pigel. Because you see from here, al das rishona. Basically, what would happen, the deek would be, if I did the first six makshavas pigel, and the last one with no makshava, the pigel was articulated and it goes across. So the Gemara says, no, can't make that deek. Because I did the ton of resha pigel v'chayavim lav kares, taninama seifa, paso v'embo kares. We just said now, we proved that the Mishnah could be according to the Chachamim. Originally we said the Mishnah could be according to Rav Meir, and then we said, no, it could be like Chachamim, because ketikla means pigel. But Chachamim hold that eim efagim echatzi matir. But if you learn the Gemara now, that the case is, you did the first six pigel, and the last one not pigel, then it's not pigel. The deal would be, if I did
none
the... It's not pigel.
None of it is pigel.
Only one thing going on here. It's not pigel. But if the deek would be, if I do the first one pigel, the last six not pigel, that would be pigel, because it would go, that's the deek. But that's not the sheet of Chachamim. It's the sheet of Chachamim to say, Eim v'fag v'chatzi matir. The Gemara says, no, you don't make that deek. I did a ton of ratio, pigel v'chayav v'karis, ton enami sefer, possibly v'karis. Now, it's just the lashon of the Mishnah. Since the first part of the Mishnah talked about a case of pigel, the second part of the Mishnah talks about a case that doesn't become pigel. But don't make any deekim from it. Okay. We're going to stop here by the Meisvei. Two lines from the bottom. If anybody wants to chazer today, Call me later. I'll do it again.